I have Kenny Blumenfeld here on the phone, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. Thanks so much for being with us here at KTWH.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Yes.
You got rain.
Yeah, we got, you know, a couple inches of rain. It's definitely been in, it's still, I would not say it feels wet. Like if you go into wetlands, it's still on the dry side walking around, but it's, we certainly have gotten some good soakings. And when I look ahead, it seems like temperatures are going to start dropping too. So I guess we want to hear about the past and the future.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had this big weather system come out of the south, kind of southwest. It was, in many ways, it was a classic wintertime low pressure system, originated in kind of the Four Corners area, moved through the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, and then just shot up into our region. The one thing it didn't do, though, it usually at some point those things move east. And this one didn't. It just moved basically right up the zipper across the Minnesota border with the Dakotas, keeping most of the state to the east of the circulation. So that's why we had rain. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of cold air in place, so it took a while. But then it just kind of, this big cyclone just kind of intensified and then stalled over kind of Winnipeg area. And that produced blizzard conditions in North Dakota, first one of the season. So, you know, kind of its traditional Dakota ground blizzard with 2 to 4 inches of snow and 60 mile an hour winds.
Kind of a
typical thing. They get up there several times most winters. But that was our first of the season. And then what was interesting is as that thing kind of spun around, it didn't move. There's a lot of high pressure off to the east. It's kind of blocking traffic a little bit. And so that thing around Winnipeg kind of died out, but it had a large circulation. And on the southeast side of the circulation over the Great Lakes, another low pressure formed. This one is basically where the kind of system that we normally get in the winter would go if it comes out of the southwest, you know, kind of end up somewhere over Lake Michigan. So this one just formed over Lake Michigan. It exploded. And that's why we've had, you know, a couple days of pretty strong winds. And there were even kind of micro blizzard conditions near the shores of Lake Michigan as a colder air blew across the warm lake. And cold air was also working into that system, and they had 40, 50 mile an hour winds. And so they started getting the rain turning to waves of heavy snow. So, you know, kind of a fun time, but not a lot of excitement over the next week here. I think that, you know, some chances of snow in northeast Minnesota, you might get some over the weekend, couple inches. I think you'll see the Duluth Weather Service talking about at least a chance. For, you know, the chances are much better as you get into Canada, north of the border. But Two Harbors, yeah, could get an inch or two of snow as you get into Sunday night. And then we're looking at some really cold air arriving next week. Cold for this time of year, not cold by northeast Minnesota standards. Just cold for, you know, late November, meaning you could get some temperatures down into the single digits, maybe even below zero in some areas. That's kind of next week. We don't have any really big exciting weather systems, although we're in a kind of changeable pattern. It's very active, so there's a lot of cyclones moving across the country right now.
I was going to say, isn't it kind of the opposite of what it was in September? I mean, it just seems like there's big things rolling across the country.
Yes, your great observation. And in fact, I just went and looked. I looked at a couple of some of the Kokoroz stations around the Two Harbors area, and September precipitation was generally less than a tenth of an inch, which that's wild. I mean, we did that down here. That's really incredibly dry for what's, you know, September's the end of the rainy season. It's one of the rainy months. It's getting 4, 5, 6 inches of rain during September. Isn't that unusual? So getting, you know, 600, 700 of an inch. So it was really dry, and it was because we were deprived of precipitating weather systems. There were really no low pressure systems crossing this part of the country. And then when they did come through, they were totally cut off from moisture. So we came up pretty empty. And yeah, we are in a different pattern now with almost a frenzy of generally weak to moderate strength, low pressure areas kind of everywhere. Like, it's been sort of fun watching the weather maps and then also watching the weather models try and kind of keep up with everything.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of changes in the weather model depictions of what's going to happen. So 5-7 days ago, it looked like we were the end of November and early December. It looked like they were going to be incredibly snowy. And now we don't really have much of that, just a couple kind of pieces of weather systems. But it's so chaotic that I think by chaotic, I mean, there's a lot going on. You've got the winds aloft that kind of steer things. So the jet stream level, there's kind of a lot of waviness. And also some of those waves kind of break apart. So you've got multiple streams of energy that can feed or deprive a surface weather system of its energy. And then at the surface, because of that configuration, we have several different areas where low pressure systems can form, and their intensity then sort of depends on what's going on above them. And it's just a lot. It's really literally a lot of moving parts, a lot of motion in the atmosphere. And so all I know is there's a lot of little weather systems, some of them getting a bit bigger, passing through the continent, this part of the continent, over the next 1 to 2 weeks. And it's pretty hard to pin down if any of them and which ones are going to get, you know, are going to crank up and produce something really spectacular for the region. So I wouldn't, even though we don't see it in the models, I wouldn't write it off. Right now, it looks like the more active area will be off to our east. And of course, on the west coast, where these systems first arrive, and, you know, they have to go get torn apart by the mountains before they get to us, which is, but they hit the west coast with, it's full of Pacific moisture, and they can dump out a lot of precipitation there.
It just seems like, I know that I sort of keep track with my sisters who are spread throughout the country, and it just seemed like East Coast just got a wall of water. The West Coast got a lot of water. They even have special names for it now. And here we are, you know, in Two Harbors Dry. But then when I looked up at the snow map, it looked like there's up to 8 inches of snow up in the Arrowhead in various places. I didn't even realize that because we never got it in Two Harbors. So there is snow right now in the Northland, correct?
Yeah, there is some. I mean, you know, it's not quite good stuff for, you know, intensive winter recreation. But, Pete was nice. He got to make his first weekly snow depth maps.
Totally caught me by surprise. I assumed there was no snow anywhere yet, but not true. And now North Dakota must be pretty white. So, it's interesting because after last winter, it almost seems like everyone, whether you like winter or not, you're kind of excited in anticipation right now. I mean, we're just, everyone's kind of on waiting for that. Those first, there were some flakes. I think it was maybe Thursday, just flakes in Two Harbors. And, but then that huge northwester that blew and blew and blew, that's, I guess, what you were just talking about, a storm over from Lake Michigan. And, so it's just fun to see action again, I guess. People are cheerful about it.
I think it's the time of year where, you know, you're getting into the holidays, so people have a lot of nostalgia related to snow around the holidays. So even people who don't really like winter or don't recreate much, even they tend to get excited about, you know, having a snow-covered ground to contrast with the lights and, you know, just sort of make it seem idyllic.
Right.
so you get some buy-in from people who might not be snow allies in other ways during this sort of early winter period. And I think there's always also this question of, well, what's the winter going to be like?
Right.
And a lot of folks are just wanted to start already.
Right.
You know, like, you got people who can't wait to get out and snowshoe and ski. And then you have people just like, all right, you know, enough of the torture. Let it start already so we know what's coming.
Right.
You're right, though. We are kind of split right now a little bit.
I will say the lack of ice has been unusual. Mm. I mean, the ponds, everything is still wide open, which does seem really rare for this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, we just got a report from the Great Lakes, one of the Great Lakes observatories from NOAA, that, you know, on average, Great Lakes water temperatures were 5 degrees above normal across the Great Lakes.
Wow.
That's really warm. So think of all of that water. All of that is thermal energy in the water that's delaying, you know, basically delaying or prolonging the open water season, delaying the speed at which ice can build up. And that, of course, also affects the potential for lake effect snow, because you need open water to have that warm air flow across the cold air flow across the warm water to produce lake effect snow. So there's actually signs that, water temperatures are probably just elevated from a long warm season, not necessarily a hot warm season, but a very long warm season. And so it's going to take a bit before we start seeing lots of ice on the lakes.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Kenny. I know I will not be here next week, and I have a feeling you won't either, but we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk in 2 weeks. Well, enjoy your holiday, and people can enjoy their time away from someone talking incessantly about weather minutia.
Oh, so. Nobody has to do it. They are listening voluntarily, luckily.
That's true.
All right.
That is true. All right, well, enjoy your holiday. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll you too. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.